meeting to order at 5:35. This is closed session items. We will be discussing expulsion of two students. Is she ready? They're going to do that all over again?
Yeah, that was a practice run. Huh? You're fine.
Okay. Expulsion of two students, public employee discipline, conference with legal counsel, and conference with labor negotiators. Is there anybody here that would like to comment regarding closed session items? Hearing none, we will adjourn to closed session. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District. This is January 11th, 2011. We have returned from closed session. It's 7:07. And we're now in regular session. I actually have a little invocation that I would lead, unless there's somebody from the public who would rather make a statement. No? And Eileen Miranda Jimenez will lead us in the flags. But will you please rise? As we are gathered here today as members of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District, we pray that we are ever mindful of the opportunities we render our service to fellow citizens and to our community, keeping in mind always the enduring values of life, exerting our efforts in those areas and in those things upon which future generations can build with confidence. Let us continue to strive to make a better world. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Everybody does different.
Here.
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 Mrs. Bowles?
Here. Mrs. Here. I have several items to report out of closed session. It was moved by Ms. Miranda Jimenez and seconded by Ms. Shoemaker, and approved to expel the following pupils from the school district: student number 197103, possession of marijuana; student number 19708, possession of marijuana. And the following action was taken in closed session, with the subsequent action being reported in an open session as required by laws. Moved by Tammy Polis, seconded by Mike Spence. And that the following student has completed his terms of conditions and conditions of expulsion and has been approved by the Board of Education for readmission to West Covina Unified School District. Student number 195079 to lift the expulsion, enroll at West Covina High School, and the vote was 5-0. And the votes on the other ones were 5-0. Did you get that? The board on a 5-0 vote, the board approved a written decision to the assistant superintendent for business services. I guess that's it, huh? Okay. Next item on the agenda is a opportunity for the public to for a public hearing regarding the extension of the 2011 SARC due dates. And the public hearing is hereby declared open at 7:10. For the purpose of hearing a public input on the extension of the 2010 SARC due dates, is there anybody that would like to speak to that issue? There being none, there being no further comment, the public hearing is hereby declared closed at 7:11. Board's president report, I have anything. Does anybody else have anything to report? Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, I went to Edgewood's history presentation on Saturday, and they did an amazing job, the students. So I just wanted to congratulate Mr. Travatori, the staff that was there, and the students who worked so hard on their history projects.
Okay, student representative report.
All right, so it's finals this week, so everyone's like in study mode, especially seniors. This is the transcripts that will be sent first, so they're really nervous for that. Also, the transcripts will be sent to grants and scholarships. Also, Casey is coming up February 11th and 12th for the makeup seniors and juniors, and then the 10th graders are taking it in March, and that's in 9 weeks. Every week, ELA and math classes have a focus given out by teachers to review. Last week was financial aid workshops for parents, and then next week they're going to begin computer lab workshops for students with the counselors. And then this week's academic literacy word is verify instead of check. And then for activities, tonight at City Hall, football is being recognized for the CIF victory. It's 6-8, they're basically just recognizing them and eating in and out. Robert Kondo, he won the PTSA Reflections Competition, and then he moved on to county, and he won that, so he's going on to state. And the Grease Musical is coming up. That's January 19th to the 22nd. It's $10 with ASB and $12 without or for adults. And also, Winter Formal is this Saturday, and it's 7 to 11 at the Seal Beach Golf Course.
Very good. Thank you very much. And if you do need to go and study, you're certainly welcome to leave at any time. The next item is items from the floor for public comment. I have two requests to speak. First one is Lulia Renteria.
Yeah, I'm just on the expulsion. The expulsion decision was made for my son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was under the understanding that was the meeting I was here to appeal to the board, not that a decision would be made before I had the opportunity to appeal to the board. That's not how I understood the meeting when we had the meeting last week. Why, if the decision was going to be made, why was I invited to this meeting? You could have mailed me the decision.
You certainly have, generally speaking, you have an opportunity. This is a matter, it's a student discipline action that's discussed in closed session. At that time, you have an opportunity to do that, and we would have done it privately in that. And that's before this portion of this meeting. I apologize if for any misunderstandings. You're certainly to address and plead the case, but action has been taken already on this item.
Okay, so because I was misinformed, now I'm that opportunity. Tina Flores called me, and she told me the meeting was at 6. We were here at 6, and then they said the meeting was at 7. Had I been told the correct time of 5:30, I would have been here at 5:30.
She was here at 6, I said.
Well, I guess my recommendation is that we go back to closed session and allow her to speak.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. All right, if you'll excuse us.